But I really booked Ray Charles myself. It was really very funny. He was appearing at the Blue Note. And Sherry and I went down there, and Marie St. Louis had supposed to get us seats. And when we got there, we found she hadn't done that. And we stood in line like the rest of the great unwashed. And we went in, and the guy that was seating people was really quite rude. And we did eventually get seats, and we felt like two crumbs, you know. At the end of the show, I just ran up the stairs and knocked on the dressing room door, and he came out, and I hadn't met him, and I introduced myself, and he said, he was very sweet. "Oh yes, I think I've heard your show." And I said, "Well, I'm dying to have you on the show, and I brought you a cassette of somebody you must know, George Shearing." And he says, "Oh, sure, honey." And he put the cassette in his pocket. Lo and behold, a couple of months later, I did hear from the manager saying Ray would love to do the show. But you just never know what you've got to do. And I mean, I was so humiliated at the Blue Note, and I thought, boy, I'm going to do this.